When we talk about the stories of the Syrian refugees in Lebanon, lately there's been a lot more bad news than good news. But that's why we're talking with Tom Adama from Heart for Lebanon, because we actually have a story that injects a little bit of hope into a very difficult situation for the refugee community in Lebanon. Tom, thanks so much for being with us today on Mission Network News.
Oh, thank you for the privilege. It's great.
Now, we're going to talk a little bit, we're going to talk a little bit about a momentous occasion that's coming across for the ministry. Why don't you just in a nutshell describe what's happening and we'll jump into it from there.
Well, of course, the Syrian refugee crisis is not over. And we work with about 2,000 Syrian refugee families every month, which is part of our ministry. About 11% of our ministry is with poor Lebanese, and then we have a few Iraqis and then Bedouins and Gypsies as well. But the biggest bucket, if I can word it that way, is with Syrian refugees. About 2,000 families, as I mentioned, every month. Those 2,000 families turn over every 6 months. So it's not like it's the same refugee family from now to Jesus comes. It's they could get off of our family care and onto their own, but they become part of our Bible studies and part of our worship gatherings. And those numbers are increasingly they help us. They're exploding exponentially. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm sorry. Somebody just walked in my office. There, go down the hallway right here. And they're exploding exponentially. The numbers of people coming to Christ as their Savior are just unbelievably excited about their faith. They're sharing their faith. They're winning other Syrian Muslims to Jesus Christ. And right now, we have around 600 people in our Bible studies every month, and we're running about 300 in our worship services each week, plus Sunday schools that we have just started in each one of our two worship gatherings. All that to say is we are out of space. And so in the Bekaa Valley, in the center of the migration highway, we have been able to build, by God's grace, a 54,000 square foot ministry center. This ministry center has got multiple purposes. It has a church, a chapel area, training area, cafeteria, whole floor where we can educate up to 500 children, 250 kids in each session, dormitory rooms up top. It has multiple functions. And so this building was totally funded 11 months before schedule, and we had no one big donor. We had a lot of equal sacrifice investors, which we praise God for. It's all in the bank in Lebanon, ready to go. And we will have the keys to the building 2 months ahead of schedule. We will get the keys on September 30th, 2019. So our dedication is October 27th, 2019. Our school will start October 1st. And so we're excited about what God is doing, giving us this opportunity to train the refugees that are in the Bekaa Valley in the love and gospel of Jesus Christ, give them leadership skills, academic skills. We're teaching sewing and other crafts that they can use, job creation. And then it has the purpose of training them to such a degree that they will become irresistible ambassadors for Jesus Christ when they return to Syria. Our ultimate goal is to help Syrian refugees in the country of Lebanon return to Syria and help rebuild Syria with an irresistible Christian foundation and lifestyle that's servant-based rather than positional-based leadership, using the church in Syria as the center of that rebuilding process. So once again, once we start that process of the refugees going back to Lebanon, back to Syria, the pastors, the people that are working to rebuild Syria, can come back into Lebanon, because we're only about 10 miles from the border, and be refreshed, refurbished, retooled, inspired, just as a training center for them to gain new skills so they can move forward in their rebuilding of Syria in the process. This is exciting. Sorry for the ins and
haws. this is exciting news. Now, this is a separate area from the new worship center that you guys just opened up, right?
Yes. Yes. The worship gathering in the South specifically is a separate facility. That might be our next capital project. Because that one, we had literally last Sunday, we had more people in the parking lot. We had 10 more people in the parking lot than we had inside the room. And we had 148 inside the little room that we use, which is more like a garage or a storefront. And we had 158 in the parking lot under the bright hot sun at 11 o'clock in the morning. So that's another project we have. In the Baca, we have outgrown our space twice now already, so we're excited to get into the chapel area, training center area of our new Hope Ministry Center.
How can people be praying into this?
Well, pray for wisdom. I say that all the time because when you're working in the country of Lebanon, remember that Syrian refugees are still there illegally. And while the country of Lebanon has in its a constitution that you can proselytize, you've got to do it wisely because you're in an Islamic country. So we need wisdom on that front. We need wisdom on how do we say no to a lot of people who really need help and say yes to others. That's not easy to do when everybody's in desperate need of the gospel and of family care. So we have to be able to do that. So even with a school that holds 500, remember, there's 800,000 kids in the Baca Valley that have no education. If they're 8 years of age or younger, they've been born inside Lebanon with no birth certificate. And so we are focusing right now on a lot of those children and the orphans to give them a head start, if I can word it that way, with the gospel. So pray for that whole process. That's a major process and an emphasis for us as well. And then this building that we're building, this facility, as I like to refer to it, will let us almost triple our ministry in the Baca Valley. We believe deeply that God gives us facilities to facilitate ministry. And to triple our ministry means we need a lot more resources. We don't need more people. We don't need more buildings. We just need resources to be able to educate the students and to provide the holistic family care. So those would be my top three prayer requests at this time.